Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
Don't be denied. The science is in! Science!
I couldn't resist sneaking in a jingle from No Agenda there, because actually, yeah, this episode is going to be about science and how it's kind of broken right now. I mean, and I'll leave some of the political stuff out of, like, for example, climate change, but the issue comes up in climate change and, well, a lot of other science. And so a large part of modern science involves computers and, but it's important with any sort of science that you're able to reproduce it. Right, that you're able to say, okay, here, you know, what is the, you know, I propose this is the, you know, the, you know, I have this theory and I am going to reproduce a condition that that creates that situation, right, assuming that my theory is correct, but whatever it is, right, whatever the theory is that all of the, you know, all of your data that and all of the process that you use to, you know, to evaluate and come up with, you know, to find, you know, scientific truth, as it were, you should be able to reproduce all of it. And with computers, there is, a huge amount of variability there. I mean, how often do computers change, right? I mean, you know, you're talking about, you know, the operating systems and programs and stuff. And so, you know, if I were to go look at, something that was done with a, you know, modern analytics program, and I want to go revisit it in 50 or 100 years, right? Would I be able to necessarily reproduce the science? Well, no, because most likely the computer is going to be very different in 50 to 100 years. I mean, they're going to be different in 5 years, right? They're going to be different in 2 years. So what we need to do rather than rely on specific technology is try to make our use of computers to be, well, I guess more procedural, which is what this article in IFLScience.com, you can kind of guess what IFL means. But it's right, is that, you know, a large part of science is being able to reproduce the results, right? And that's something that, you know, when we're, you know, when scientists are using computers, and they're going to be using computers for a lot of things, right? They need to be thinking, you know, how can somebody take these, 50 years from now, right? When the technology is all different, right? That somebody could, you know, essentially follow the same steps and get the same results. Well, there's some other stuff in this article that talks about, well, keeping, you know, all of the computing, you know, keeping everything, right? Well, I don't know how feasible that all is, right? Again, but it's an issue, right? And so the point that this article makes and the point that I want to leave you all with is, yes, that what, you know, if we call something science, right, or the science is, science says something, we should be able to find the data that backs that up. We should be able to take, you know, the models, right, that back that up. And I should be able to calculate all of that using whatever technology I want, right? Again, following the same process that you've identified. But, I need to see the raw data, the raw procedures, right? Not just, you know, some random program, right? It has to be something that's, again, anybody could reproduce. I don't know how, in some cases I know that might be feasible. In other cases, maybe not. I don't know. But the point being is that, you know, science has to be reproducible and also, you know, easy to evaluate, right? And there's a lot of science that, it talks about stuff that's over my head. I assume if I knew I knew some of the particulars, I could reproduce some of it. But a lot of it, it's, you know, we're taking stuff on faith, and that's the thing about science, right? Is science is meant to be questioned, and you're supposed to ask questions and you know, test hypotheses and come up with answers and you know, refine things. I mean, things we thought were true before we've proven false. And so, you know, everything's up for scientific debate. And, you know, if we're building a house of cards now with because of the way we're doing science, that's kind of dangerous. So we really need to make sure our science is solid. But we should be okay questioning the science, and I actually think you gotta be careful, right? If you find yourself saying, well, the science says this, it's settled, right? That kind of sounds like religion to me, right? And you gotta be careful about that. That's something that, if you're using that kind of language, right? And if you're a scientist and you can't question and you're not able to, you know, to take, questions about the data or the hypotheses or whatever, right? Then I don't know. Is that really science or is it religion? I guess I'm diving off into maybe political topics here. But science should be repeatable, and that's also something you should be able to question without getting a response of saying, "Well, the science is already settled on that." No, science is never settled, guys. It's always up for debate. It's always up for discussion. And if it's not, then maybe it's not science. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.